drama near the Capitol this morning, including gunshots, a car crash, and very nearly some run-over police officers. Eva Malecki is with the U.S. Capitol Police.
The United States Capitol Police officers observed an erratic and aggressive driver in the vicinity of 100 Independence Avenue Southwest. While attempting to stop the vehicle on Independence Avenue, the driver negotiated a U-turn and fled the scene, nearly striking officers and struck at least one other vehicle. A brief pursuit followed until the vehicle was stopped at Washington and Independence Avenues Southwest. During the attempt to arrest the suspect, shots were fired. However, no individuals were injured during the arrest.
No word on who the suspect is, but police say,
although preliminary, this incident appears to be criminal in nature with no nexus to terrorism.
Still, it caused quite a commotion inside the Capitol.
They are taking this incredibly seriously because this happened just steps away from the House, where the House currently is in session. This is a peak tourist season, too, so a lot of folks coming in and out of the Capitol inside the building. There's not a security situation. They're not asking folks to shelter in place. None of that is happening.
Correspondent Manu Raju, so what's the scene like right now?
It still looks frozen in time, John. Several Capitol police cars with their emergency lights on are surrounding a black sedan still parked at an angle in the middle of Independence Avenue, right next to the Botanic Garden, in the shadow of the Capitol Dome. The driver's window looks to be in pieces on the ground. There are also yellow evidence markers littering the ground on all sides of the car. Independence Avenue still closed down at Washington Avenue Southwest, with cops milling around on all sides. At Independence and Washington Southwest, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.